Yellowstone, the world's first national park and one of our country's greatest treasures, is marking its sesquicentennial this year. A former Yellowstone tour guide and accomplished author, D.A. Galloway, has written a novel about the expedition which led to Yellowstone's founding. His book is Burning Ground. It takes the reader into an actual timeline of events and uses historical figures that imagines what it must have been like for the first white men to see a landscape. The Crow Indians who were here before white men used to call the land of burning ground. David A. Galloway spends a few minutes with me today on Lincoln Live. Good morning, David.
Morning, Dale. Pleasure to be with you.
Two memorable summers inspired you to craft Burning Ground. The first happened in Pennsylvania when you were a teenager working on a fruit farm. Tell us about the Crow Indian named Redfield.
Yes, well, Redfield had a outsized impact on my life. As you can imagine, very impressionable teenage years, but I was working as a laborer on a fruit farm in Pennsylvania, and among the various people of different backgrounds, ethnic backgrounds, we had a lot of Hispanic workers, African Americans, and we also had Redfield, who was a Crow Indian, and he kind of took me under his wing and showed me around, and I learned a tremendous amount from this soft-spoken but very wise man, and he gave me some early indications that there was something the Crow Indians knew about life and about things that were very intriguing.
Then we moved to 1977. You spent a summer in Yellowstone giving guided tours on Yellowstone Lake. That just sounds like an amazing opportunity. How did that change your life?
Oh, it was just, you can imagine, a college student's dream job, right? So in the late 1970s, in 1977, and I was a student at Penn State, and they were advertising for summer jobs, and you know, what a great opportunity. And it was working for the concessioner at a park. It was called Yellowstone Park Company at the time. And they ran the hotels, the motels, the gas stations, the, you know, all the things that the Park Service contracted with for the visitors. When I got there, I originally was supposed to be a dock helper, scrubbing and cleaning boats and prepping for, you know, keeping the marina clean and taking tickets. Well, fortunately for me, they were short one tour guide operator, and they asked me if I'd like to learn how to operate a 50-passenger boat and give tours on the lake. And I said, scrub out outboard motors and take tickets or drive a boat on the lake all day? That's a hard choice, but I think I know what I'll do.
Joining me today is D.A. Galloway. David's book is called Burning Ground. And I want you to explain the structure of your book. Your use of an actual timeline and historical events, yet it's crafted into a novel.
Yeah, so that was what I really wanted to do, Dale. My goal here was to integrate my contemporary experiences as a tour guide with the significant historical events of 1871. And so the way that I did that was tell the experiences of the protagonist in 1971 in Yellowstone. And then without giving away how that happens, he has a vision quest brought about by, taught this by, his Crow Indian friend Redfield, who is a real person, at a sacred thermal site in Yellowstone, and there are a few of those. And he travels back in time 100 years, and from that point forward, he is experiencing, or the way I imagined it, the interactions he would have with all of those people on the Hayden Expedition of 1871.
D.A. Galloway joining me, author of Burning Ground. Now, I'm doing some time math here. 1977, the summer, you were a tour guide at Yellowstone. Fast forward, you and I are about the same age. So what took you so long to come up with this concept, and what do you do when you're not writing books?
Well, that's interesting. You know, life gets in the way. Mm-hmm. So I had this notion planted between my experience with Redfield and all the, I had learned some basic history of the founding of the park, and it was tucked away in the back, in the recesses of my mind. And then I got to the point where I thought, you know, this really deserves, I'm gonna see if I can put this on paper. And here's a very small silver lining to this terrible COVID pandemic. I run a business consulting service that really fell off significantly, and all of a sudden I had all this time on my hands, and I'm not one to be idle. So I said, I'm never going to have a better opportunity to say, how can I take this idea and actually put it into a story? So that's how it happened.
Yellowstone is on my bucket list. Have never stepped foot in the state of Wyoming. So I have, I have no con, and it's right next to Nebraska, for heaven's sakes. So I don't have any real optic other than what I see on photographs and in films. Have you been back to Yellowstone? And if you have, to any extent, how has it changed?
Oh, my. Move that to the top of your bucket list, Dale, first of all. It is a wonderful place. These are my words. Now, I think of it, I mean, the Crow call it the land of burning ground, because from a distance, you can imagine the land looks like it's on fire. So it's a great name for that. It's a land of grizzly bears and geysers. It's a land of wolves and waterfalls. It's a land of hot springs and a very large cold lake. So it's a land of extremes. When they first started talking about Yellowstone as a national park and started advertising it to the public, they called it Wonderland, as in Alice's Adventures in Wonderland. This wasn't true a Wonderland. So it truly is magnificent, and I would encourage you to move it up to your bucket list.
Have you been back, David?
Yes, I have, numerous times. Not enough, but enough to recognize what's not changed, those wonderful things, the thermal features, the landscape, the beauty of the land. What has changed? Twice as many people now attend that park. In fact, you've probably been in the news or you've seen it. Yellowstone set a attendance record this past year for almost 5 million people attended. And I looked back, I did not know how many. I looked back in 1977, half that number, about 2.5 million attended. So imagine the same infrastructure. Basically, there wasn't a whole lot different changed over the years, a few things, but twice as many people. And you can imagine what goes with the crowds of people attending mm-hmm. that park.
Mm-hmm. Burning Ground is currently an Amazon bestseller in both Native American history and Western science fiction. And I understand that you have a sequel that's about ready to come out, Fatal Ground. When will that be available?
I'm targeting late summer of this year, Dale, and Fatal Ground picks up, without giving too much away, in 1872, Graham returns to the land of Burning Ground, and now it is a nascent, it's in the early years of the park, and he picks up his adventures, and if I may say so, let's just say he has a love interest, falls in love with a Crow woman, and as we all know, love can be a strong pull, and it pulls them back through time. And we experience real historical events from the years 1872 through 1876 in Fatal Ground.
And that's coming out later this year. For the backstory, pick up Burning Ground. It's out now on, it's an Amazon bestseller, as I mentioned, D.A. Galloway. David, thank you very much. Appreciate your insight. And I'll get to Yellowstone.
Thank you, Dale. I appreciate your time today.
And thanks, everybody, for being with me on Lincoln Live.